We've spoken a lot about perseverance. And it's true that more people fail in their objectives through a lack of willingness to persevere than through lack of talent. It's much easier to keep going through something if we know that we only have to survive until a certain date. It's much harder when issues are open-ended and we simply don't know if something is ever going to change or open up. John had no idea how long he was going to be on Patmos. And it's by no means always obvious whether certain difficulties that we experience prove to be permanent losses. It's only too easy to convince ourselves that all is lost when everything in reality may not be. The mind plays tricks. You wouldn't expect to give up driving because of a road accident, and neither should we give up when definitive changes really have happened. Breakdown of trust in a relationship, for example, for which there is no easy resolution. The quicker we are to embrace the reality of the new situation, the less profound the grieving process is likely to be, and the more rapid our recovery. No wonder the writers of the Hebrews spells it out. You need to persevere, so that when you've done the will of God, you will receive all that He has promised. In these next sections, I want to look in more detail at the effect on our emotions that the changes we go through during Patmos times may have on us. We can take heart from the fact that the Lord who rescued Elijah when the Kerith Brook dried up, and who ultimately brought John off Patmos, has not changed his mind about us just because we happen to find ourselves in a wilderness situation. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power, and you will prophesy and be changed into a different person.